RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo support implementation of automatic exchange of financial information. National Police dismantled tens of thousands of drug violations in the first matter 2016. Making Lake Toba world-class tourism destination through Lake Toba Festival 2016. Now the news in detail. Indonesian police have successfully dismantled several drug violation cases during the first semester in 2016. The National Police Chief Tito Karnavian said in Jakarta on Monday that tens of thousands of drug violence cases had been dismantled following the finding of suspects and evidences.
Untuk kasus peredaran narkoba,
we have dismantled many drug cases in the past semester. In total, there are 26,477 cases and 33,373 suspects. Meanwhile, the evidence is crystal meth, locally called sabu-sabu, which is almost 700 kilograms, 500,000 ecstasy, and 152 grams of heroin, 56 grams of cocaine, more than 5 tons of marijuana, and more than 1.3 million marijuana trees, especially in Aceh. Furthermore, General Tito Karnavian said the National Police are committed to pressing drug distribution in the country by pressing the rising demand and supply. According to him, it is done through prevention and eradication campaign to all criminals in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo warns of the impact of new industrial revolution now being promoted by major industrialized nations. The president said after attending the G20 summit meeting in Honshu, China on Monday, Indonesia must not miss the opportunity and has to play a role in it. President Joko Widodo said, Indonesia must also seek to implement digital economy, which is already adopted by many other countries. China already has e-commerce companies like the Alibaba Group and Huawei, which operate communication and information technology. According to the president, actually Indonesia already has local marketplace that could be used as a foundation to enter the world digital economy. The president also hopes that the result of the G20 summit meeting, which ended on Monday, could be implemented, that the country would not be lagging far behind advanced nations. He said he supported efforts to economic recovery and cooperation among countries to push for the global economic growth. Lake Toba Festival will be held again on September 9 until 12, 2016 in Kota Muara, North Tapanuli Regency, North Sumatra. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arya Fia said that Lake Toba Festival 2016 is an effort to promote tourism potential of Lake Toba, which is set by priority destination development. It becomes one of the 10 new Balis. In a press conference held in Jakarta on Monday, September 5th, Minister Arif Yahya showed intention to make Lake Toba the world-class tourism potential. As the second largest volcanic lake in the world, Lake Toba has potential to become the world-class tourism. We want to make Lake Toba the world-class main destination. If it can be realized, it can attract visitors easily. It can be sold for the global level as a super volcano geopark. Secondly, the access should be international. Furthermore, Minister Arif explained Lake Toba Festival can become an effective promotion to raise the popularity of Lake Toba again. He predicted that the visit of foreign tourists will increase significantly up to 1 million by 2019. To reach the target, President Joko Widodo has set Lake Toba Tourism Authorities Agency to accelerate Lake Toba development, referring to attraction, accessibility, and amenity. Lake Toba Tourism Authorities Agency tries to attract investors to invest in Toba. It is predicted that the total investment may reach 20.06 trillion rupiah. To support development, acquisition program are the priority destination of Lake Toba, infrastructure development continues to increase. The development includes toll road from the city of Pematang Siantar to Lake Toba area. In a press conference held in Jakarta, September 5th, Tourism Minister Arief Yahya said that accessibility is an important requirement to make Lake Toba the world-class tourism destination. Therefore, in the future, Selangor Airport will become an international airport. In the future, the airport nearby, namely Selangor Airport, will become an international airport. We will expand Selangor Airport so that big airplanes from Singapore, China, and Malaysia can come. We can also build it in from Kuala Namu to Prabat. Access to Samosir Inner Ring Road and Outer Ring Road will be built. We will build docks too. Furthermore, Minister Arief Yahya explained that he plans to build Lake Toba Flower Garden. In addition to amenity and infrastructure development acceleration, quality of environment around Lake Toba will also be highlighted. There will be restoration especially to South Forest Waste and 14 net cages issues. North Sumatra Governor Erin Radi said that restoration is done by planting trees up to 100,000 hectares of land until the end of 2019. Indonesian products, especially halal certified cosmetic and herbal products, attracted Malaysians and foreign tourists who visited Indonesian Street Festival in Bukit Bintan, Malaysia on Sunday, September 4th. Herbal products booth owner Kandi Rahayu admitted that many Malaysians and foreign tourists like herbal products such as jamu herbal drink and honey because of their benefit for health. One of the natural honey brands displayed in the festival was even sold out. In fact, it has been restored twice.
Saat ini orang dimanapun berada ya, baik di dunia negara manapun.
Nowadays, everyone prefers to go back to nature. So our products got ruined, and all Indonesian herbal products are acceptable in many countries. It is because people are looking for nature products which do not contain dangerous chemical substance. Meanwhile, Trade Attaché of Indonesian Embassy Pajrini Pun today we stated that not only herbal products that have a big market but also Indonesian halal certified cosmetic products. It aims not only Muslim consumers but also consumers who choose healthy lifestyle.
Kelebihannya kan kosmetik kita itu beberapa produk itu sudah halal.
Some of Indonesian cosmetic products had been halal certified, that they have a good international market for international consumers, for Muslim consumers. Halal products become trend now. They are healthier and cleaner. That in the future they will have market not only for Muslim but also for non-Muslims. Food and drink also have potential actually. Wajrini added that in 4 days, Indonesian Street Festival, which was held from September 1st to 4th, successfully reached retail transaction worth 130 million rupiah. In the future, the embassy will target food to become one of high-ranking products in the festival. Indonesian President Joko Widodo remarked that Indonesia supports the implementation of automatic exchange of financial information tax matters between countries. He said this would lead to enhanced income for developing countries. The president urged that no country should formulate policy that can harm other countries. Concerning the global economic slowdown, the president affirmed Indonesia has committed to increasing its tax revenue to maintain a positive business and investment climate. It requires international tax system that is fair and transparent. The international cooperation in the tax system could encourage tax policies among member countries that are aligned. President Joko Widodo also believed that such assistance could increase revenue for developing countries. Therefore, he supports cooperation and coordination among the member countries to achieve this goal. The last item, Zika outbreak in Singapore has affected the tourism industry in Batam City, Riau Island Province, which share border with Singapore. Head of the Batam City Tourism and Culture Office, Yuspa Hendry, said in Batam on Monday that Singapore is an important country for Batam. Travel advisories issued by several countries such as Malaysia, South Korea, and Australia over the Zika outbreak in Singapore had an impact on Batam because of the foreign tourist species in Batam have entered from Singapore. According to information from Batam Immigration Office, the number of foreign tourists coming from and or going to Singapore has dropped lately, though they did not have the exact figure. Henry hopes that the government of Singapore would be able to deal with the Zika virus problem soon, but the authorities have taken several measures to prevent the Zika virus from spreading to the city. The local health office distributes health alert cards to passengers crossing by ferries from Singapore and wishing to enter Batam. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener commentary today entitled Terrorism in ASEAN Summit. Secretary General of ASEAN Lee Loon Ming appreciated the steps taken by the Indonesian government in fighting against terrorism and the fact that Indonesia succeeded in crippling the Santoso terrorist group. The appreciation was conveyed in the opening ceremony of the International Counter-Terrorism Meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali. Indonesia led the counter-terrorism cooperation as well as law enforcement in ASEAN ministerial meeting related to transnational crime. Earlier in the ASEAN Summit Conference, the Indonesian delegation in the political and security fields discussed the handling of terrorism. The topic raised by Indonesia is combating terrorism and report on the results of the meeting on International Counter-Terrorism and Terrorism Financing Prevention Summit. Indonesia has an important role in security cooperation in the ASEAN region, and in fact, terrorism is the enemy of all countries. Indonesia has repeatedly invited ASEAN countries to synergize in maintaining security in the region. Moreover, Indonesia has often become the target of terrorism in the waters. Indonesian seafarers have repeatedly become the target of piracy in the waters, and Indonesia has repeatedly invited other countries to cooperate in looking after each other and synergizing each other in preventing counter-terrorism. And Indonesia also proves itself to become a country that can fight terrorism. It was evidenced when Indonesia forces successfully quelled Santoso terrorist group and his followers. Hopefully, Indonesian's effort in handling counter-terrorism in the ASEAN region will be followed by countries in the ASEAN region in a bid to create safe ASEAN region. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin from 1968, Swaziland becomes independent. The Kingdom of Swaziland is a sovereign state in southern Africa. The country and its people take their names from Mswati II, the 19th century king, under whose rule Swazi territory was expanded and unified. Swaziland is one of the smallest countries in Africa. After the Anglo-Boer War, Swaziland was a British protectorate from 1903 until 1967. It regained its independence on September 6, 1968. Next is person from the past, Akira Kurosawa, who dies on September 6, 1998. Akira Kurosawa, who was born on March 23, 1910 and died on September 6, 1998, was a Japanese filmmaker, regarded as one of the most important and influential filmmakers in the history of cinema. Kurosawa directed 30 films in a career spanning 57 years. Kurosawa entered the Japanese film industry in 1936, following a brief stint as a painter. One of his films, Rashomon, became on September 10, 1951, the surprise winner of the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival and was subsequently released in Europe and North America. The commercial and critical success of this film opened up Western film markets for the first time to the products of the Japanese film industry, which in turn led to international recognition for other Japanese filmmakers. In 1990, he accepted the Academy Award for Lifetime Achievement. Posthumously, he was named Asian of the Century in the Arts, Literature and Culture category by Asian Week magazine and CNN. Cited as one of the five people who contributed most to the betterment of Asia in the past 100 years. On September 6, 1998, Kurosawa died of a stroke in Tokyo at the age of 1988. Last is from September the 6, 1996, Mandar Talaut bird found. Mandar Talaut is a typical Indonesian bird with endangered status. Mandar Talaut bird can only be found on the island Karangkelang in Talaut Islands, North Sulawesi. Mandar Talaut bird was found on the 6th of September 1996. After being subjected to surveillance and examined carefully, it was decided that Mandar Talaut bird is a bird species new to the world of science. In a scientific journal, Birds, Folktale, the discovery was then broadcast to the whole world, and the bird was given the scientific name Gymnocrax talaudensis. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's Focus theme is Indonesia and China agree to increase economic cooperation. Stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voi.co.id. President Joko Widodo started his visit to the People's Republic of China and held a meeting with China's President Xi Jinping in Hangzhou City Friday, September the 2nd. President Joko Widodo said the Chinese sees Indonesia as an important and strategic partner in various fields, including trade, investment, and tourism. The president believes that the meeting would further strengthen bilateral cooperation between the two countries. President Joko Widodo believe that China and Indonesia will contribute to peace and prosperity of the world. He explained that the two countries have a comprehensive and strategic partnership which should be run to the optimum. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo also revealed that in principle both sides agreed on an action plan for the implementation of the comprehensive strategic partnership between Indonesia and China in 2016-2020. President Joko Widodo said that he supports the importance of sustainability as well as cooperation in the fields of politics, economics, and social field. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said the meeting between President Joko Widodo and President of the Republic of China Xi Jinping discussed economic cooperation, such as efforts to increase trade, especially efforts to narrow the trade deficit gap between Indonesia and China. President Xi Jinping expressed the Chinese government's desire to encourage Indonesia's fruit to enter China. Thus, the trade deficit is expected to be narrowed. Besides trade, President Joko Widodo meeting with President Xi Jinping also discussed investment issues. According to Retno Marsudi, President Joko Widodo has always stressed, and this was agreed upon by President Xi Jinping, on the quality of investment in manufacturers, infrastructure, and others. The two presidents also agreed to increase cooperation in the field of investment and tourism. Retno Marsudi said President Xi Jinping will encourage China's citizens to visit Indonesia because Indonesia's tourist destinations are getting popular in that country. While in the financial sector, Indonesia would extend cooperation in currency swap arrangement applicable from 2013 to 2016 worth $130 billion. Indonesia is negotiating the extension of cooperation to 2019 with a value of $137 billion. She added, Indonesia and China agreed to extend cooperation in bilateral currency swap agreement over 3 years ahead. The cooperation has been started since 2013 and will end in 2016 with a value of $100 billion. Meanwhile, head of the Investment Coordinating Board Thomas Trikasih Lembong in the Indonesia Business Forum last Saturday, September the 3rd, which was attended by Chinese company CEOs, also said there are many sectors that Chinese investors can invest in addition to manufacturing, including the electricity sector, the tourism sector, as well as the digital sector or e-commerce. For the electricity sector, the 35,000 megawatt project currently being carried out is one of the key infrastructure which realization continues to be driven by the Indonesian government. For the digital sector and e-commerce, Thomas Lembong said, it is also important to encourage micro, small, and medium enterprises sector of Indonesia to be known to the world. One of them is through a cooperation with Alibaba, one of the big trade sites or e-commerce in China. Nevertheless, there are still many problems to be fixed by the government in supporting growth, including matters related to licensing. For that, he will continue to oversee every investment coming into Indonesia. That was Focus Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The Indonesian Finance Ministry believes that TAPS NSD program will have a positive effect on tax revenue. Fiscal Policy Body Head for the Finance Ministry, Suhasil Nazara, said on Monday that the new tax base will improve in line with the implementation of tax amnesty program. China-based textile company Jiangsu Dongun Investment Holding Group, Jiangsu Dongun, has expressed interest in investing $100 billion to build a textile factory in Indonesia. Indonesian products, especially halal certified cosmetics and herbal products, attracted Malaysians and foreign tourists who visited Indonesian Street Festival in Bukit Bintan, Malaysia on last Sunday. The Indonesian Embassy in Singapore has launched an identity card for Indonesian citizens who work as domestic workers in the neighboring country. The Indonesian Singapore Worker Card, KPIS, will function not only as an identity card for Indonesian domestic helpers working in Singapore, but also as an information medium for them in various training programs they might be interested to participate in. Despite budget cuts that have reduced the Indonesian government's capacity in running programs, the Villages, Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Ministry has maintained efforts to focus on developing border regions into preferred investment destinations. Indonesian government has changed its approach in developing Papua from administration-based development to anthropological-based development. The development, while also tapping into economic potential, is to be carried out in accordance to the culture of seven areas comprising of Manta, Saireri, Hahanimt, Lavago, Mifago, Bombirai, and Domberai. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Today, we'll introduce you to Brujul Bull Race tradition in Probolinggo. Stay tuned. Listeners, Madura is Java, is identical with the tradition of the bull race. In this race, a pair of cows pull a wooden cart where the jockey is standing to drive the cart. The jockey and the bulls compete in a high speed against other teams. The race is usually held in the field by the racetrack as far as 100 meters. Nowadays, bull race not only identical with Madura, Probolinggo also has traditional bull race, namely Brujul Bull Race. The cows which are used in Brujul Bull Race are the cows which are usually used for plowing field on the mud track. Listeners, although the race is concerned to the speed and agility of the jockeys, Brujul Bull Race very different from other bull races in Madura. In Madura Bull Race, cows are usually driven to the race, while the Brujul Bull Race, the cows are usually used for plowing rice fields. Interestingly, a pair of cows are used in Brujul Bull Race are small and young, so the cows in local language are called Brujul.
While in Brujul, Belarus uses muddy and watery rice field as the arena of the race, while for Madura, Belarus is performed on a dry field. Listener, usually before holding the race, the cows are firstly trained by the owner. The owner sometimes give the cows herbs and spices to get a strong stamina. Besides the winner get the prize, the selling price of winning cows will soar up. In addition to increase the nominal value of or selling price of the cow itself, Brujul Bull Race is also held to provide entertainment to the local people in Probolinggo, as well as a venue for hospitality among farmers. The Brujul Bull Race tradition was initiated from farmers' daily activities who plowing their field by using cows before planting rice. This activity is then developed by a group of farmers into bull competition between farmers in every rice planting season. As time goes by and the increasing number of people who enthusiastic to the existence of bull races, then they perform Brujul Bull Race Association in Probolinggo. In 2008, the government of Probolinggo creates Brujul Bull Race as one of competitions in an event, Seminggu di Probolinggo or Sempiro, or a week in Probolinggo to compete the trophy of Probolinggo Mayor until nowadays. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Brujul Bull Race from Probolinggo, East Java. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introducing Indonesian vocabulary and idioms and also guiding you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is gerak jalan bersama or fun walk together. First, I'll introduce some vocabularies and also idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice and you can follow after me. Gerak jalan gembira, gerak jalan gembira. Fun walk. Nonton, nonton. To watch. Televisi, televisi, television. Sinetron, sinetron, TV drama. Malam ini, tonight, or this evening. Tidur, tidur, to sleep. Terlalu malam, too late. Besok, besok, tomorrow. Pagi, 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 early in the morning. Kantor, kantor, office. Rute, rute, route. Kurang lebih 2 km. Kurang lebih 2 km, around 2 kilometers. Kembali, kembali, to return. Hadiah door prize, door prize. Motor, motor, motorcycle. mesin cuci, washing machine, lemari es, refrigerator, sepeda, sepeda, bicycle, kipas angin, electric fan. Tidak terlambat, not to be late, mimpi, mimpi, to dream, mendapatkan, mendapatkan, to get, hadiah, hadiah, prize. Next is a sample conversation on gerak jalan bersama or fun walk together. As usual, I'll say the sentence twice slowly and then you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Novi on the phone. Hello Novi, sedang apa kamu? Hello Novi, sedang apa kamu? Hello Novi, what are you doing now? Saya sedang nonton televisi. Saya sedang nonton televisi. I'm watching TV. Saya sedang nonton sinetron. Saya sedang nonton sinetron. I'm watching a drama. Malam ini kamu jangan tidur terlalu malam. Malam ini kamu jangan tidur terlalu malam. Tonight, don't go to bed too late. Besok kita pagi-pagi sudah harus sampai di kantor. Besok kita pagi-pagi sudah harus sampai di kantor. Tomorrow early in the morning we have to be in the office. Besok kita harus ikut gerak jalan gembira, bukan? Besok kita harus ikut gerak jalan gembira, bukan? Tomorrow we are going to join the fun walk, aren't we? Yah, besok rute gerak jalan gembira adalah dari kantor kita sampai Sarinah. Ya, besok rute gerak jalan gembira adalah dari kantor kita sampai Sarinah. Yes, tomorrow fun walk route is from our office to Sarinah. Jaraknya kurang lebih 2 km. Jaraknya kurang lebih 2 km. The distance more or less is 2 km. Kemudian kembali lagi ke kantor. Kemudian kembali lagi ke kantor. And then we return to the office. Katanya hadiah door prize-nya bagus-bagus. Katanya hadiah door prize-nya bagus-bagus. I heard the door prize are really good. Ya, ada motor, mesin cuci, lemari es, sepeda, kipas angin, dan lain-lain. Ya, ada motor, mesin cuci, lemari es, sepeda, kipas angin, dan lain-lain. Yes, there are a motorcycle, washing machine, refrigerator, bicycle, electric fan, and many others. Wah, menarik sekali. Siapa tahu saya dapat salah satu hadiah itu. Wah, menarik sekali. Siapa tahu saya dapat salah satu hadiah itu. Wow, it's interesting. Who knows I'll get one of those prizes. Ayo tidur supaya besok tidak terlambat. Ayo tidur supaya besok tidak terlambat. Let's go to bed so we won't be late tomorrow. Selamat bermimpi mendapatkan hadiah motor. Selamat bermimpi mendapatkan hadiah motor. Have a nice dream about getting a motorcycle. Selamat malam, sampai jumpa besok. Selamat malam, sampai jumpa besok. Good night, until tomorrow. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and also idioms. Tomorrow, there will be another lesson of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Until tomorrow then, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you two dangdut songs. Now let's listen to the first song, Rindu Rindu Asmara, sung by Gita Denaya.
Rasa milik berdua, Listener, you've just listened to the song entitled Rindu Rindu Asmara sung by Gita Danaya. The song is sung by Gita together with Hazel Steven and tells about the story of a romantic couple lovers. The song Rindu Rindu Asmara is actually the soundtrack of a musical drama with the same title Rindu Rindu Asmara. The musical drama was produced by one of Indonesia's production house in 2006. And the singer with original name Dwi Natarina Gitalis took part in the musical drama as the main actor. The name of Gita Danaya then increasingly soared along with the growing popularity of the musical drama Rindu Rindu Asmara. A total of 9 songs have been released on cassette and compact disc. Indonesian musician Dwiki Darmawan also participated in making process of the premiere album by donating 4 songs entitled Cinta Kau Telah Datang, Sampai Di Sini, Cukuplah Sudah, and Doa. 3 other songs were composed by finalists of Dangdut Song Competition entitled Nestapa, composed by Angga Dewangga, Kenangan Cinta, composed by Cecilia, and Bersemilah Kasih, composed by Suhardi S. Well, listener, before we go any further today's segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the next song entitled Cinta Kau Telah Datang, sung by Gita Danaya, composed by Dwiki Darmawan.
Hari demi hari telah ku jalani, suka juga duka penuh liku-liku. Yeah.
The popularity of Gita Danayan began to know in the dangdut music industry when she won the dangdut singing contest held by TPI, a private television station. On the same year, the singer received the Golden Flute Award from MNCTV as a famous artist. After successfully with the singing career, Gita Danayan was installed as Member of Parliament of 2009 to 2014 period. A year later, she also released her single entitled Cinta dan Setia. The song tells about sincerity of love. The song is arranged with melancholic pop dangdut music. Now let's listen the last two songs entitled Cinta dan Setia and Nestapa by Gita Danaya. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Antara harapanku
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.